So I just put up a post on Twitter. I'm really heavy on Twitter because Twitter is where I go to really stay in touch with the Michael Jackson fan base. Some of them call themselves Moonwalkers, some call themselves MJ fam. I just say that I'm a fan of Michael Jackson because I don't like to join in groups like that when I don't fully understand. When I don't fully understand what the terminology means, or I don't agree with some things that some people do in that group, I just kind of wean myself away from them. So I'm gonna let you guys listen to this because I know some of you probably did not listen or you're not active on Twitter. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys listen.
I am a little, I'm not gonna say confused, but I feel certain people get attitudes when I talk about the global system of white supremacy racism. And that's a really weird feeling and vibe to get from people when I'm on here. And you have to understand that when I say white, I'm not talking about all people who call themselves white. And what you have to understand is the reason why black people are calling themselves black is because we decided to call ourselves that based on the culture that we built on this land. That they call America, but which it really isn't America. It's the global system of white supremacy and racism. So there I go, saying white again. And a lot of people get an attitude. What you should be getting an attitude about is the fact that you have people who call themselves white that are racist and that are supremacists. Why would you want to be called the same thing as those people? So let's go to black people who do bad things. That's exactly what they are, black people who do bad things. It's not white people who do bad things. It's white people who are actually trying to diminish our importance and what we have contributed to building this entire country or nation or whatever. We created everything from nothing. But nobody wants to give us our flowers. Nobody wants to pat us on the back. But you want to disrespect us on a global scale. So, from chattel slavery, slavery did not end itself, it just changed into something else. It stopped being chattel slavery. And now it's just slavery, and the entire world is a prison. And my skin color is my prison uniform. And if you're a white person and you have to suffer, that's because you're a sacrifice on behalf of the global system of white supremacy, racism. But they're not going to tell you that, though. But they're going to empower you and make you feel good because your skin color determines how you're treated in this world. So those of you that are getting an attitude because I talk about my people and how we suffer in this country and all over the world, wherever I go, I will never be treated I will never be treated with dignity. I will always be treated like I'm nothing. Because when I'm around people or I say something or I do something, they will always see this light. That shines and it dims theirs. And it dims theirs because they let theirs be dim. The jealousy and the hatred is real. They're trying to destroy the facts and the truth about black history. So if you get an attitude about me talking about these white supremacists and these racists, that's your problem. But what you need to understand is this is not a game that we're playing here. This shit is real. The white supremacists and racists have taken this shit to the spirit world. And they have sold their souls. And this shit is affecting us and controlling each and every one of us. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. The only way we can fight this is by consulting God and following the teachings of Jesus Christ or Muhammad. Or whoever the religious prophet is that you believe in. We have to contact the spirit world on this. And some of you may listen to me and think this lady is out of her mind. She's a conspiracy theorist. But look at your life. Look at what the fuck is going on over there in Europe. And look at what the fuck is going on over here in this land that they call America. Everybody is suffering in the same way. Why? If we're all in different parts of the world, why the hell are we all suffering in the same way? Makes no sense to you, right? Like I said, if you do not understand the global system of white supremacy and racism, how it works and what it is, everything else you understand will confuse you. Thank you for listening.
So I need to clarify that some things that I was saying in there. And I need to give credit to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and Tariq Nasheed on some of the things I was talking about. The reason why I go on Twitter and talk is because I need to get things out. And I go back and I listen. This is what I do with my episodes. I can go back and listen. And if there's something else that I need to add or take away, then I can do that with this. But on Twitter, you can't really do that. So I need to give my credit to these two men for really showing people the truth. I got I heard one of Tariq Nasheed's lives or Twitter or YouTube videos the other day. I've been listening to him for the last 2 days all day. And I've been listening to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. for quite a while. But I'm not switching, but I'm starting to listen more to Tariq Nasheed a little bit. So he was talking about how the global system of, he was talking about how white supremacy, racism, which are the same thing. I said, and racism, but white supremacy and racism are the same things. They're not separate from each other. So I'm going to get to that in a minute, but he talks about how a lot of white supremacists are satanic. They're very evil, very, very evil, vile people. And they, you know, don't give a shit about anything but doing what they do. And that's preserving and making sure that the global system of white supremacy, racism continues and works and stays strong. So I credit Tariq Nasheed for that. I credit Mr. Neely. I want to call him Dr. Neely Fuller Jr., but it's Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. because he is the one that says every episode, if you do not understand white supremacy, how it works and what it is, everything else you understand will confuse you. I give him full credit for that. That does not come from me. But y'all know in this fan base, I have been talking about racism and white supremacy for a long time. But I never knew or understood how to go about doing it. So a lot of you, I put a lot of y'all off. And rightfully so, because I should have been able to talk about it in a way that was constructive. Whether you saw it as, you know, whatever, I should have been able to, you know, communicate myself better. So listening to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and fighting for Michael has really helped me get some kind of footing and foundation on how to discuss this subject matter. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I just want to put this out there for people to chew on. So I want to thank them for that. The next thing is that when we're talking about white supremacy, we separate racism. It's been conditioned for us to do that because the white supremacists are very cunning and they don't want us to put racist and white supremacy together because they want to keep us confused and deceived. So when you talk about a black person being racist, it is not black people. Nobody can be racist but white people. White supremacists and racists have created an atmosphere and a foundation for all white people to be racist and white supremacists. They have opened up this world in a way that you, as a white person, have privileges and priority, and we, black people, or people who are not black, who are non-white, do not have this privilege and opportunity. We don't have it. But some non-white people are so illusioned and so confused that they think that when they serve the purpose of making the global system of white supremacy, racism stronger, that they have a seat at the table, and they don't. The only people that white supremacists and racists have opened the door up to have power on this entire planet is white people. We have to understand that, and we need to make this shit clear. So it is impossible for anybody that is non-white to be racist. It is impossible. It cannot be. So we need to stop saying that. So I just wanted you guys to hear what I posted on Twitter. And I wanted you to understand that I'm not here for anybody's feelings. I'm not here for, you know, whatever. White people suffer, like I said, because your sacrifices. The 1% of white supremacists and racists are using you to get the job done. And that is to make sure that they, as white supremacists and racists, stay in control. Non-white people are only used just as other white people are used. But it's a different dynamic for a person that is white. You are a sacrifice, and we are people that they are trying to stop entirely in all 9 areas of activity. Go to producejustice.com and do some reading on what the 9 areas of activity are. White people, if you are suffering, the 9 areas of activity are not reduced to you not being privileged enough to have your hands on whatever it is in the 9 areas of activity. You're still able to operate in those 9 areas of activity. Non-white people are not able to act. They're not given access to all 9 areas of activity. Well, white people are. White supremacists and racists made sure that you have access to all 9 areas of activity, but you're going to suffer for their cause. That's who the 1% is. The 1% is white supremacists and racists. It's not including black people. It's not including Hispanics. It's not including Asians. It's not about your skin color. It's not about how fair your skin is. It's about you being white and European. If you're not white and European, you're not considered white. I don't care how fair your skin is. I don't care if you can pass for being white. They gonna dig in your history. They already know who you are when you come at them and you calling yourself white. They already know who you are. So don't try to fool yourself into thinking that you can call yourself white. But it's specific to the Europeans. Oh, let me see who was all in Europe before I start getting myself all misinformed and speaking about something I don't know anything about. Europe, European countries. How many countries are in Europe? 44 countries are in Europe. So we have Hungary, Belarus, Austria, Serbia, Switzerland, Germany, Holy See, Andorra, Bulgaria, United Kingdom, France, Montenegro, Luxembourg, Italy, Denmark, Finland, Slovakia, Norway, Ireland, Spain, Malta, Ukraine, Croatia, Moldova, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Poland, Iceland, San Marino, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Albania, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Slovenia. Slovakia. Slovenia. Hold on, that's my place. Romania, Latvia, Netherlands, Russia, Estonia, Belgium, Czech Republic, Greece, Portugal, and Sweden. Dependencies or other territories. Isle of Man, Farse Islands, Gibraltar, Channel Islands. And that's all that's on this list. I got this from Worldometer's info. Geography, how many countries in Europe. So that came from that website. So I got to give them credit. So basically, when I mentioned all those countries, you guys are probably saying to yourself, there are a lot of people who are black and African and from Asia that live in those countries. And they were born in those countries. So they're, you know, Swedish Asian people. There are Russian black people. There are Russian African people. But what you have to understand is when the global system of white supremacy racism first started, when the 1% of the global system of white supremacy racists first started this shit, it was exclusive to people who looked like folks that are from Germany originally. So if you go back and look at the original people that came from these countries when this system first started operating, you'll see that there were, you know, there were probably people, non-white people that were there, but it wasn't a huge population of them. So you'll see the larger population were the ones who were the majority. So I'm learning a lot about the history of the global system of white supremacy from different YouTube videos that I'm watching and listening to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Excuse me. And so yeah, Can't explain it any more than that. There's probably somebody else that can explain a lot better than me, but from my understanding, what I just said, that's how I sum it all up. That's how I sum it all up. So, this is something. This is something. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, white people who identify as white, but they don't want, they say that they're not racist. Why do they get offended when we talk about the global system of white supremacy racism? And that's because they don't understand the global system of white supremacy racism, how it works, and what it is. That's why they get upset. That's why white people get mad. That's why y'all get mad. Because you don't understand anything. And everything else that you think about, or that everything else that you understand, will confuse you. Because you're looking at the world and you're thinking, how is it just white people? Why is she always saying white supremacy racism? If we've got black people over here that are doing things that are shitty to black people. If we have Asian people over here that are doing things that are shitty to other Asian people. So you think you understand how shit is working out here in the world, but you're really not getting it. So now you're confused. When I talk about white supremacy racism, you're confused. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Take care, everybody.